Well, some of the most crucial wins for Boris Johnson came in traditionally held Labor areas in the Midlands and the North. Our reporter Nick Dole travelled to Bolsover near Sheffield, where frustrations over Brexit saw an old mining town switch allegiances.
Somebody wants a bacon sandwich.
It's the morning after the election in a Bolsover cafe, and over breakfast, long-time resident Janice Bluff is coming to terms with a result she never saw coming.
Well, I can't understand why in Bolsover that Labour's lost. I also thought that around this area there was solid Labour.
Just a few hours earlier in a sports hall down the road, 34-year-old candidate Mark Fletcher was declared the winner in this seat. It's a scenario that would have been considered unthinkable in years gone by. Bolsover's had the same Labour member, Dennis Skinner, for nearly 50 years. But this old mining town turned its back on him. And dozens of communities that made up Labour's so-called Red Wall did the same to their MPs. So what's changed? The victorious candidate Mark Fletcher says working class voters are becoming more aspirational.
The Labour Party, as it stands in the UK at the moment, does not represent the values of people from working class northern towns. Well, I think that you have to understand that for an awful lot of people, it's about aspiring to more in life. It's about working hard and that work being rewarded. And ultimately, that is what the Conservative Party offers.
But if you ask most people on the street here in Bolsover, the biggest issue is still Brexit. Here, more than 70% of voters in the 2016 referendum wanted to leave the EU. Friends Wendy O'Brien and Rosalie Welton say they don't want to see Brexit delayed.
Would you voted to leave? You should leave, shouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't vote to leave.
I mean, normally, if you've lost something, you've lost it. So then you just make the best of the situation and just get on with it.
Back in the coffee shop, Janice Bluff says she wonders how the Conservatives will care for those doing it tough.
Because they don't understand normal people. They don't understand the way that people in a little village like this live. They don't understand our way of living at all. They just used to their rich way of life and that's it. They don't think of the working people.
She says she hopes this is just a short-term experiment with the Conservatives in this part of England. The scale of this victory, though, suggests at least some MPs might be here to stay. This is Nick Dole in Bolsover reporting for Saturday AM.